Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
What's up? What's up? Man, it seems like we just ended a show and then we're starting another one.
Yeah.
Look at that. Woo!
No days off.
Rob.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you this morning, what you got going on with your beard?
What you mean?
There's a gap with no hair on it, like right on the front part of your chin.
Yeah, I don't like the hair down there.
Like there's no soul patch or anything, or like just from your bottom lip, from his bottom lip down to his jawline at the chin is bare. But he's got a full beard everywhere else.
Yeah, Rob, my slight butt chin down there.
Could you stick your head in real quick? Let me see exactly what TJ's talking about. I can't see you on the screen.
This is the first time you've ever done that? I don't think I've ever seen that.
See, now I do this. I do something similar, but mine goes above my chin. Rob goes below his chin.
I kind of situate the mustache a little bit.
I always keep that part.
You got
well
facial hair?
Yes, TJ. I know it's hard to see.
What? What?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's mostly white hair now, right?
Or I would.
But wait.
Honestly, Rob, my first instinct was to use the F word right there. And I had to catch myself.
Rob, you do creative facial hair from time to time, but I can't ever remember seeing that.
I feel like I've done it before. Maybe not. I don't know.
It is interesting, Rob, that you take it below the all the way below the chin.
I just don't. I don't like having hair down there for some reason.
I don't either. But usually down there means something else.
Right. Yeah.
But how long have you not liked that part of your beard? Because you usually have it.
If I've ever had it before, it's because I'm lazy most of the time.
No,
your beard insecurity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beard anxiety.
Beard anxiety.
Yeah. Add that to the list.
I don't like it under my bottom lip. And this time I may have taken it a little further down, but mostly the part, like the soul patch part.
You don't like the way it looks or the way it feels?
Feels.
Really? When do you touch that part? Like with your upper lip or something?
Yeah. Because I have a habit of like chewing on my tongue, and sometimes my lip goes into my mouth when I do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
You said that again. You have a habit
of the runway.
I have a habit of chewing on my tongue whenever I'm thinking.
Chewing on your tongue?
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So so he trims down that part of his womb broom. That's what you call it, man.
Get it cleaned up, man.
Womb broom.
That's what I call it.
So what else do you have anxiety over, Rob, like that you could name, like menu anxiety we were talking about on the regular old show today? You got beard anxiety, menu anxiety.
I would say time management anxiety. Like I don't think I have enough time to do things, but then I just sit on the couch and don't do anything.
Yeah. is that time management anxiety or lazy ass anxiety?
Well, the world may never know.
I'm sitting here in my underwear and I don't want to move to a seated position.
I'll just lay here.
Yeah. He's a voluntary shut-in.
Do you find yourself, Rob, oftentimes thinking about all the things that you need to get done and then you just kind of like feel overwhelmed, so you just sit there and do nothing?
Yeah, it happens a lot.
I was told by a therapist once that is a sign of depression.
Oh, well, I'm taking depression stuff. Okay. Maybe it ain't doing its job.
Yeah, maybe you need to take anti-depression stuff.
Yeah.
Just give it time to kick in.
Oh, no, I got the wrong bottle. I've been taking depression meds. Just gives you depression.
It's like when people go, we have our fundraiser for cancer coming up. Like, I'm not funding that.
No way.
I want to get rid of cancer, not try to improve it.
Yeah.
Mm. I know y'all get, you know, kind of put out with me for mocking all the millennial, what I call dramatizations and whatnot. Yeah. How, you know, being nervous has turned into just having anxiety. If you're nervous about something, like if you, everybody, no matter what level of baseball it is, gets nervous at the plate when they're batting.
Yeah.
But nobody has ever called that hitting anxiety.
I bet it has been called that.
They should, because that's what it is.
Trademark, ATJ.
Yeah. So you would never, like the menu anxiety, Rob, you would never ask the other people at the table if you could have another minute to decide what you want?
I mean, maybe if it's like the first time someone's come to check in, I would say then just another minute. But then that is when it starts to be different for me.
Because I would much rather somebody that I'm having dinner with, like if it's a group, take longer to order than to just sit and look like a tree full of owls when the server comes over and says, are you ready to order?
Agreed.
Or what would you like to drink? And everybody's just like they've never been to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And God forbid someone says, come to me last. I'll figure it out by then. Because then I get anxiety for them.
You're effed.
Yeah. Well, you just need to eat alone.
Yeah. Can you go through a line like at a Chipotle and build a meal in front of somebody? Or
yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
You can do that? Okay.
Because your choices are limited to you knowing exactly what's in front of you?
Yeah, because, I mean, like if you go to a place like Chipotle, you're pretty much going to know what you're getting before you get there. Their menu's not very varied.
Yeah, and the variance will be minimal is what you just said. Right. So you're looking at, I like meat. I like tomatoes. I like avocado. I don't like onions. I don't like that. So those are the three things that I want.
Yeah, same for Subway. Like if I'm going there, I'm probably just going to say, I'll get the meatballs and some provolone cheese, and that'll be it. Thank you.
But go ahead.
Riggins, why do you not send an order back if they bring it to you and it's completely wrong? Like you'll always go, I don't send it back. No, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like you'll take the order that's not what you ordered.
Yeah, because I'm pretty fine with whatever I'm eating. I'm not a picky eater at all. But I don't know that I would do that totally. If it was totally the wrong item, I don't know that
but
I wouldn't send it back.
But I've been with you in restaurants, and when you ask for, or it's supposed to come with something, or you ask for it not to have something, and then it comes out and it is.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Like with me, it's like I never want raw onions on anything. So if I order something and it's got onions on it, and I can't just take the onions off. It's got, like, if I ordered a chili dog somewhere and they piled on raw onions on top of it, the diced onions, I would have to send that back. But if it's a burger that comes out at a restaurant and it's got, you know, onions laying on top of the lettuce or whatever, I just take that off.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't have many of those experiences where I have to send something back. I can't even recall one.
Yeah.
But Rob said, you know, even if a pickle touches it, he's sending it back because, like, it's got the pickle flavor on it. That, to me, that's wild.
And I wonder if the menu anxiety for Rob has so much to do with the fact that eating is such an important thing with him. Like, he doesn't want to take a chance on ordering something that he's not going to love. Yeah, like, that's devastating to him.
It certainly is.
If you rushed and you ordered, you know, the flatbread at the Cheesecake Factory instead of like maybe some kind of a pasta dish that you didn't realize was on the menu, is it worse if somebody else at the table gets what you wish you would have gotten?
It's also bad if you see it walking by you in the restaurant and you're like, oh, that's what that would have looked like. Damn.
I've screwed up big time, guys.
What are we going to do?
Can we just leave?
I've gotten us in a hole here.
You wouldn't just look at that and go, oh, man, I should have gotten that. I'll get that next time I'm here.
I'm probably not coming back to a Cheesecake Factory.
Because you would be embarrassed that you You ordered the wrong thing. Would you ever stop them and go, hey, have you put in my order yet? Is it too late to change?
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't want to inconvenience someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. I'd probably just let it go.
I would do it and do it with so much riz, as the kids say.
Yeah,
that is.
And I'd be so apologetic. And if it's no, then it's no. I get it. Whatever. I always apologize to them before I tell them they screwed up my order.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But you completely effed this up. And I apologize for you being such an idiot.
I'm sorry. You brought me a pile of shit. And I'm sorry about that.
I'm really sorry. I hate to tell you this. I hate to be one of those people. But you have ruined my entire week.
I really do. I do hate complaining about anything like that in a restaurant. Mm. You know, like yeah. It's.
Well, I hate it too because it happens to me so often where they screw up my order.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Your orders are very particular, mm-hmm. TJ. Okay. I promise
you. But it doesn't even have to be particular. It could just be something as simple as. Can I get that with no onions, please? Can they do it with no onions? Sure. Yeah, they can do that. And it comes out onions.
And the thing about it is, telling them that it didn't come the way you ordered is not wrong.
No.
You're not wrong to do it. You're 100% within your right, and really you're 100% correct to tell them, I ordered it this way. I am paying for it. This is the way I want it.
Yeah.
I just typically would be like, it's fine. I'm just totally cool. It's okay. Yeah. No problem. What?
There are very few things in life, though, Ace, I'm totally cool with.
Yeah. Not going to be totally cool with that.
No. I would. You know what? I would love to be totally cool with this right now, but I can't. I have totally cool anxiety if I try to think about being totally cool.
One thing I was really surprised about Rob was a couple weeks ago when he had tried. He's a really picky eater. And the other week he went to like an Asian fusion place where they make you build your own Asian bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like Subway, but with like Asian flavors and things like that. Did that freak you out?
You're talking about the Genghis Grill thing? Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So that was my idea just because I'd been with someone else before.
Oh, you have. Okay.
And when I went before, someone else paid for the meal. So if I'm not paying for it,
okay.
It's okay because
if it's not great, it doesn't matter because you didn't pay for it.
And then if it's not great, I can get something else on my way home.
Yeah.
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 But what's interesting, I think, is that he's got another chance to do it. He eats restaurant food almost every day. Yeah. It's not like it's the last time you'll ever get Cheesecake Factory or something like that.
Right. When were you at the Cheesecake Factory?
Who, me?
Yeah. Oh, it was Ace. You were at the Cheesecake
Factory. I was at right before.
Yeah.
A week or two weeks before Christmas, the day we did pictures with Santa for Dax.
Okay.
Did you get the jambalaya pasta?
No, I had a club sandwich.
It's pretty good.
I doubt that. I doubt it's pretty good. But the fact that they call it jambalaya pasta is wrong off the bat. It's called pastalaya. Mm. But then again, compared to your Zatarans that you eat in the box.
So good.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever ordered anything remotely considered Cajun in any restaurant like that ever.
Yeah. It's not going to be right.
I always go away from it just to avoid it. And it doesn't mean it won't be good. I just always assume I'm going to go to something else.
Yep.
If it's not their specialty, I'm going to go with something else.
Mm. What is the specialty of the Cheesecake Factory, though? The cheesecake?
I guess so.
Probably.
I guess so.
They do look delicious.
They are.
And I never order the cheesecake. A lot of them are. I always see it. I think it looks delicious.
Yeah, it's kind of a woman thing when you think cheesecake for dessert.
Getting dessert at a restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never ordered dessert.
Oh, at dessert at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that, but I'll usually split it with the woman at the table. If they got something that, you know, like a hot fudge brownie with vanilla ice cream or something. Yeah. Hey, bring us, multiple spoons, but I'm trying that, girl.
Yeah. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Putting the X in extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Do ticks freak y'all out? Like, if you think about getting a tick on you, sucking your blood.
Yeah.
Because we had them all the time when I was a kid, you know. Was out, you know, in the country and fishing in ponds and things like that. Playing in the woods. Drinking out of the hose. Oh, my God. People always.
Yeah.
But I never thought anything about it. It was just part of, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
But they would say, you want to, if you get a tick that has this spot on its back or whatever, then that's a different kind of thing. You need to go to the doctor or whatever. But it is gross to think about it.
It's very gross.
Like those bot fly things where they, you know, lay their eggs and it develops under your skin. They have to pull that larva out from under your skin, and it's about the size of a thimble as it comes out. That's creepy. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. But I was reading this story because I keep up with everything that goes on in the news in southern Bohemia.
Good.
And that's where this story came from. There was a priest, and he got bitten by a tick, and it caused some kind of problem with his nervous system or something, and messed up his head. Like, he was out of his head, and he cut his penis off.
Oh!
Yeah. So, now that makes me a little bit more cautious about getting a tick bite.
It made him crazy?
Yeah.
I've heard you can get Lyme disease, but
right.
Which is something else, but I don't know if it makes you crazy.
No.
Yikes.
Yeah, he was in a... When, by the time they found him, he was bleeding out. And they had put him in a coma.
Oh, my God.
And he was in a coma for 10 days before they could even figure out what happened. You know, what happened to you, Father? But it didn't say whether they could reattach it or not. What do you think the surgeons are like in southern Bohemia?
I don't know.
You think they're like Duke Medical Center or the Mayo Clinic or anything like that? You think it's comparable?
Can you successfully reattach a penis or it goes back into full working order and all that kind of stuff?
I don't know. The first that anybody ever thought about this and I was John Bobbitt in the 90s.
Did they reattach
it? That was a mess, wasn't it? It was kind of...
Yeah, they reattached it, but it looked like it had been through something.
You can tell.
Yeah, because then he started doing porn.
Yeah.
He tried to make a living off of it, and I guess he did for a while.
Only
that was such a big story.
Only 100 or so have been recorded in medical history.
Mm-hmm. Reattachments?
It says when amputation occurs, it's important to move quickly to give the replanted tissue the best chance of... survival. They call it penile replant or penile reattachment. Replantation, I'm sorry. So it is very rare.
Does any other thing that you would cut off your body work if you tried to put it back on?
Yeah, fingers.
Do they?
Yeah, people have been able to reattach fingers. Yeah.
I saw a weird thing on Twitter one day. They were showing how these doctors somewhere attached temporarily a guy's wrist that had been cut off to his ankle.
To his ankle, yeah, I saw that.
To keep the blood flowing until they could get everything else on his ready to reattach the wrist.
Yeah.
And so like, he spent the weekend, obviously in the hospital, with his wrist attached to his ankle, and it worked because they were able to keep the flow of blood constant.
We're going to sew your penis to your forehead for a week. Just a week.
Just a week.
But I'm thinking if I lived in southern Bohemia, I would be dousing myself in insect repellent before I walk out of the house every day.
Where is that? Is that South America?
I don't know.
I have no idea what that even is. Bohemia.
I just know that they're, you know, historically they're known for the Rhapsody.
Yeah. That's the only thing I know about Bohemians.
It's the largest historical region of the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Not even close, though. They got bugs.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that because the, you know, the way they write stories like these, they try to be clever in their writing, and it says the first line, he should have done a tick check. C-Z-E-C-H.
Man.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to know what kind of tick that was. I'll be looking for a spot if I ever get a tick, if it's going to make me cut my pecker off.
Hmm.
So was it attached to his penis or no?
I don't know.
The tick?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It just was the fact that whatever that tick put into him. Got into his nervous system and all damaged and made him out of his head.
The elusive fentanyl tick. Crack cocaine tick.
What is that? That drug called Trank.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he was probably thinking. You know, I'm a priest. I don't even know why I have this. And, you know.
Man, I don't know.
Maybe, you know, he was thinking that if he didn't have that, he wouldn't have impure thoughts and all of that stuff.
Maybe. Going eunuch, full eunuch.
Mm-hmm. I thought a eunuch had no balls.
I don't know how that works.
I think it, because you think about a unicorn. So the eunuch is just the penis, I think.
Is that where that comes from? From the unicorn? No, I don't think so.
It's a good way to remember it, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I never thought about it. There was a eunuch in Game of Thrones. That's what they always called him. Like, that was his identity. They're like, you don't have a name anymore. You're just the eunuch.
That's actually what they called him.
Yeah, all the time. Oh, that was the eunuch. Like, damn.
Eunuch.
Well, now that Shia LaBeouf's going to become a deacon, you know, they can get married, but if anybody was going to cut their penis off, I'm sure it would be Shia LaBeouf. He's nuts.
Yeah, it is a man who has been castrated.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the balls?
Yep.
Yeah. You sound like you're ordering. Yes. Hold on, that's just the balls, right? I wanted to make sure that's just the balls.
You know, there's that rumor that Michael Jackson was chemically castrated. His parents had it done.
That's ignorant.
To keep his voice high like that. That's a story that's out there.
Yeah.
That's true or not.
And what was he doing with Epstein?
I know. I saw that. He was on that list.
Michael Jackson was?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
They said no wrongdoing, but he was included in
Let me ask you a question. How do they know who's got wrongdoing and who doesn't?
Put Michael Jackson, Stephen Hawking, and there was one other guy they said, but no wrongdoing was...
There was no evidence of wrongdoing with them. No mention of their doing wrong. Because all they can do is go by the writings and all that the guy left behind.
Oh, I saw an article this morning that said that Clinton was there one time for a dinner, and there were two 17-year-old girls that were at the dinner. And one of the girls had told people that or somebody else had said that, you know, these girls were brought in for Bill Clinton, but he declined and didn't. He was just there for the dinner. He didn't do anything with them.
I just come here for the food. It's fantastic.
I just can't eat some good food, drink some little wine.
Same reason I go to Hooters.
Yeah. I like the beach.
So I just think you've got to really be cautious in this of just saying that everybody that ever, you know, met Jeffrey Epstein was involved in. And that type of stuff. You just got to really be careful because, I mean, he met a lot of people.
Yeah. Unless the person you're talking about is deceased, then you can say they were all into no good.
But that doesn't make you a very good person to just say that about people without it being true.
Well, could be true.
It could be, but let's make sure it is before we say it whether they're living or dead.
If it's a piece of shit that's dead, then we could, you know, that they don't deserve any better.
No, I think you can just be a piece of shit and not deserve being called a pedophile.
No. I don't think.
We have no proof.
Mm.
Yeah, like there was, yesterday, there were so many stories flying around, a lot of memes about Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
And, you know, and those stories have been around for years and years that he likes strippers and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, you know, I don't know anything about him personally. I know he's obviously brilliant, but. was he, you know, does he deserve to be in the same list as other pedophiles? I mean, that is really
bad. But here's the thing. They don't talk about this very much either. And, you know, I'm not, you know, in any way, I'm not a special pleader for Jeffrey Epstein and the whole bunch. But not all of the girls that people were talking about hooking up with or whatever were underage.
Right.
They weren't all underage. There's some of them, you know, in their 20s, some of them 19. Oh, you say teenager. How are we talking? God. I mean, it's all dirty.
Yeah.
But yeah. it's not all illegal.
And that Netflix documentary, though, about Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein and how they've got girls involved and all that, it's bad. It's real bad. It's hard to, like, it's so dirty. Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, poor scumbags. Girls.
They're just
the shitbags, shitbirds, just
the scum of the earth. I mean, there's no to me, there's no doubt Epstein is a complete piece of crap scum, and I think Ghislaine Maxwell also. Just my opinion, but based on what I've seen on these documentaries and everything, but that doesn't mean that everybody who ever encountered them or had dinner with them or met them or did business with them was involved in the same thing, you know?
Yeah, and Epstein actually killed a bunch of them.
What?
Yeah, that's a fact, Jack.
I'm not touching it.
No, I made that up, but I don't have to say that I made it up to keep from getting sued.
That's true. Because
a dead person can't sue you. You can say whatever you want about them.
Yeah, sure collected boogers, so.
Are they selling his house on that island or the island itself? Can you buy that? And would you buy that?
I would buy
it,
yeah.
If you got a real good deal on it?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
There? Didn't that guy from Girls Gone Wild have an island, too?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just like if I found a good deal on a house that I loved and somebody had passed in it. That doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't stink.
Yeah.
Somebody could be, I mean, just full on murdered in the house. Mm-hmm. But as long as the trauma cleanup crew came in, did a good job, and it's a good price.
That doesn't mean
I'm going to get murdered in it.
Yeah. Make no mistake, it's a beautiful piece of property.
Yeah.
A murder? Uh-huh. Instead of going to murder?
Uh-huh. Unless the neighbor did it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That would give me anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get anxiety, Rob, every time your phone rings?
Yeah, probably. At least a little bit. A tiny little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, also because it makes my wrist vibrate, and I'm like, ugh, so much going on. Overstimulation.
Oh, because your watch.
Apple Watch. Yeah. It's like being in the electric chair, basically.
I thought you meant as soon as I hear my phone ring, it's like damn Pavlov's dog. I just start rubbing myself down. My wrist starts vibrating.
Funnier than your average podcast. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenics. Find out more about Neogenics at acetj.com/neogenics. More Extra Funny Podcasts next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the only time Ace and TJ are proud to be a little bit extra. It's the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Y'all know how they you go to restaurants, if you have a large party, like say 10 people, and they automatically put an 18% gratuity into the check.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever experienced that. I was like, what the hell? Well, I was going to give them more than that, but now I ain't. Well, there was a group of people in Indiana. It was a group of 10, and they went out to eat at a seafood place in South Bend. Yum. Mm. You got to figure Indiana has the freshest, bestest seafood.
That's what I've heard.
Mm. It's called Wild Crab. And they had a scheme to try to avoid the whole leaving a tip thing with a big group. This restaurant adds the gratuity if it's a party of six or more. So these 10 people split up into groups. It was five and five, and they sat at two different tables and pretended they didn't know each other. But evidently they weren't sneaky enough, because the employees caught on and added the 18% gratuity anyway, and that caused a huge fight. They demanded to see the manager. Then somebody in the group pulled out pepper spray, used it on the manager, then used it on another manager while being kicked out. The restaurant called the cops to file a report, and paramedics treated the two people who got pepper sprayed, but
wait,
no word on any charges yet.
And all of this is over leaving the tip.
Yeah.
Not the price of the meal or anything, not the quality of the meal.
They ain't going to force us to leave 18%. Nuh-uh.
Ooh. They're fighting over the tip.
It's trashy.
Yes, it is.
But they're like, all right, we're not paying this tip. Y'all get one table for five. We get a table for five. Under six. They better not add 18% gratuity.
Well, I'll just get up and walk out.
Don't look at me. We have to act.
But evidently, they were pretty much just like, talking like they were at the same table. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, if you work in, I would say anywhere in the public where you're dealing with the public, you need to at least always have one of those stun pens on you at all times. It looks like an ink pen, but when you stick somebody with it, it's actually a stun gun. Whoa. Hell yeah!
Yeah,
I mean, that does sound badass.
So here's,
I mean, you think with that judge that the guy came over the desk on the other day when she was giving him his sentence, like she should have had picked it up off of her desk because he was coming across and just zap his ass.
Because when he came over that, he was laid out. She could have got him right in the heart.
Yeah, and these people. You know, just
killed him cold as a wedge right there.
Pepper spray and shit. Just zap them.
So I did a little quick math, and I'm estimating because I don't know. But let's say the bill was $30 a person. Each table of five, it's $150. At 18%, it comes out to be $5.40 per person that they would have had to pay to meet the 18% of the tip. Now they're all going to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, that should maybe
over $5.40.
You don't need to be eating out.
Well, the Wild Crab is a looks like it's a.
Is it more upscale than $30?
No.
Oh no.
I was just saying, it looks like it's a chain. Here's the one in South Bend. I mean, we'll see if they got. I mean, look at their menu. It might be delicious. Well, let's see. Large. Order of shrimp with the head on, half a pound, and half a pound of black mussels is $15.
Oh,
that's not bad.
No,
chicken tender basket is only $8.50.
So say if they had a couple beers with them, that you're running, you know, $15, couple beers, whatever, you're running about $25-$30 a head.
Yeah.
20 for some. So probably it's less than five. Less than $5 a person in the tip is what it sounds like.
These are words I never thought I would see together. Calamari basket.
Yeah. That's how I like my calamari.
The calamari basket.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have the...
I would love a good calamari basket.
Yeah. I'll have the never-ending lobster bisque bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, they got fried pickles, so you know it's a good place.
Yeah,
thanks. I bet it is. If you like fried fish, sure. I bet it's good.
Yeah.
There's one in Columbia. We're really famous.
I mean, sorry ass people not wanting to pay the tip.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Devising a whole plan to not have to tip.
And they all got arrested?
No word on what charges will be filed. Probably they will only file charges against the pepper spraying people.
Yeah, because you know what? I guess they didn't steal anything, and they paid for the meal.
Yeah,
they just didn't want to pay the tip. So. But
I don't know if they paid for the meal or not, because they started complaining when they got the check and saw that. So the ruckus happened when they saw that they went on and added the 18% tip. So they may have gotten kicked out before they paid or something. I don't know.
This is bullshit.
But don't you think, though, that's one of those cases where the cops get there, by the time they get everybody all settled down and get it all sorted out, one of them walks over to somebody and goes, look, it's not worth what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just pay the $30.
Yeah.
Just give them the tip, and then everybody's going to get to go home, and you'll never have to worry about this again.
Yeah.
Or this is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And it could end up costing you a lot more.
Man. People just, I mean, they put such emphasis on things that really, in the grand scheme of things, are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to a place with a bunch of people and you can't afford to pay what they're going to charge you, don't go.
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
But then again, you miss out on the important reasoning, which is, but I want to.
Well, you know what?
that's how they justify it. But I want to go.
That's why God made credit cards.
Exactly. Throw it on the card.
Put it on your credit card.
It's basically free then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got months to pay that $60.
You can declare bankruptcy at one point if you want to.
Yeah.
My dad did it several times.
It's fine.
My favorite, though, is the time that we had a family reunion on Saturday, and on Friday, some of his relatives were in town. There were a bunch of us, and we all got together to eat. And we had a room in the back of this restaurant in Alexandria, Louisiana. And during the meal, my dad leaned over and goes, "Hey, but you got your American Express on you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Let's get this settled up afterwards.
Let me hold that."
Because he was gonna buy for everybody.
Sure, shot caller, big baller.
I bought for everybody.
Yeah. You mean you never saw that money?
That was the most money that was ever put on that credit card when I had it at that time. I was like, what? The people at American Express were like, what do you mean he spent more than $50 this month on his credit card?
This seems like fraud.
That's me, man. That's me. He'll get it back to me eventually.
Yeah.
Couldn't say no to my daddy.
Well, in that case, I really could, because it's going to be bad.
Was that that family member you have that owns a monkey? Were they there on that one?
Had a pet monkey
in their RV.
Was Aunt Sue there then? I think she was that night.
Did she have the monkey with her?
No.
Or did her husband? No,
she wasn't there night, because they had the RV. They had gone and they stayed the night at our relative's house.
Yeah, she went in the restaurant to eat with y'all, and her husband stayed out in the RV spanking that monk. This monkey had been bad.
Yeah.
He's out there with his monkey. I've never known anybody that had a pet monkey.
That's the one for me.
This guy I went to high school with it. Just recently got a little monkey.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet he's a legend now. He wasn't shit in high school. He done grown up and got a monkey.
Yeah.
Everybody talk about it on Facebook.
They just call him Monkey Man now.
Yeah.
A little monkey, like a baby monkey, or just a actual?
I think it's a little version of a monkey. I don't think it's a baby version. I think it's just
a mini monkey.
Yeah, it's just a mini monkey.
A tiny monkey.
God, I can't imagine. It would be so annoying having an effing monkey.
Jumping around on the furniture and stuff all the time with a diaper on.
Yeah, I think it's called a marmoset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's technically a monkey, but it's, you know, it doesn't look a whole lot like a monkey.
Yeah, those are really tiny. That's the smallest monkey.
Mm-hmm. It fits in the palm of their hands.
And they're legal?
That's weird.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, you know, Tony Stewart used to have, the race car driver used to have a monkey as a pet, and it was like a monkey from Friends, one of those.
What macaque? Dang old Bubbles.
Is that a macaque?
Or a capuchin?
Capuchin.
Monkey from Friends. Hold on.
Marcel was his name.
Tony Stewart lives in Indiana, right? Or did?
Yeah, yeah, he's from there.
I saw they were selling his house, and it's pretty spectacular.
It was a capuchin monkey,
right?
Named Katie and Monkey. There were two of them.
One's name was Katie, and the other's name was Monkey.
Right.
You're gonna be Katie, and we're gonna call you Monkey.
While Monkey passed away, Katie continued to work, appearing on shows like The Loop and 30 Rock.
I bet you, damn, Katie killed Monkey. She's like, I'm tired of splitting my paycheck with you, you son of a bitch.
Monkey, you're gonna die tonight.
You ain't even good enough to have a name.
I'm just going to call this one Monkey.
I'm the star of this show.
Sleep with one eye open, Monkey.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.